This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A major break this morning in the political influence peddling scandal that has been simmering in Washington for months. Jack Abramoff, the man at the center of a web of fundraising, bribes, and political favors, is expected to enter a guilty plea and become a witness for the prosecution. Joining me now to talk about the developments is NPR's Justice Department reporter Ari Shapiro. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Ari, in just about an hour or so, Jack Abramoff will be appearing before a judge in Washington, D.C. And what exactly do we expect him to plead guilty to?
Well, we know the charges that are being entered against him in Washington that mostly relate to his work with Indian tribes and also involve his peddling bribes to Washington politicians. And he's going to plead guilty to some or all of those charges, which include fraud, conspiracy, and income tax evasion.
Now, he was supposed to go to trial in Florida next week. Another case against him, also federal charges.
That's right.
What's the connection?
Well, in August, federal charges were handed up against him in a case having to do with a casino cruise ship. That trial, as you say, was supposed to begin next Monday, but his guilty plea today is going to encompass both the charges in Washington and those in Miami. So the trial that was scheduled to happen is not going to go forward in Miami. Instead, this afternoon, there's going to be a conference call with the judge where they'll sort out the final details of this agreement. Those charges, fraud and conspiracy, similar financial misdealings to those that he's being charged with here in Washington.
And it would be in Washington, D.C., where Jack Abramoff's testimony could be bringing some really big names into the picture. Tell us about that.
Well, the reason this case is getting so much attention is because of all of the dealings that Abramoff had with Washington politicians. He's been giving money and directing others to give money to many members of Congress, and some of them may be targets in this investigation. Some of the names that have come up include former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who's been indicted on a separate matter in Texas. He once called Abramoff one of his closest friends. Also, Congressman Bob Ney, who's a Republican from Ohio and chairman of the House Administration Committee. And then on the Senate side, he's given to members of both parties. The biggest recipient was Conrad Burns of Montana. He's a Republican on the Appropriations Committee. And the biggest Democratic recipient was Byron Dorgan of North Dakota.
And a lot of these members of Congress are from states with Indian reservations, some with Indian casinos, and that was a big part of Jack Abramoff's lobbying business.
Yeah, some called him Casino Jack, in fact. His lobbying business was what really brought tens of millions of dollars into his coffers, and that's what led the Indian Affairs Committee of the Senate to begin investigating him. Although Abramoff did business in several different areas, it was the casino contracts that really were the final straw that broke this investigation open and brought his dealings to such wide attention in Washington for the last 2 years, really.
Now, do we expect more indictments to follow? Is this the end, so to speak, of these indictments or the beginning of a lot more?
We've been told that prosecutors have a list of as many as a dozen people, including congresspeople, lobbyists, staffers, all of whom may have played some role in the financial misdealings that Abramoff is accused of and now pleading guilty to. So this guilty plea means that this is really just the beginning and not the end of this investigation and these prosecutions. And that has to have a lot of people on Capitol Hill very nervous today.
You know, just I'm curious if this is a surprise or how has this been widely expected by both parties?
Word started coming down about a week ago that Abramoff might plead guilty. Last month, his associate Michael Scanlon, who used to work with former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, also pleaded guilty, which made Abramoff's chances of getting out of this with a trial probably even less than they were before. Abramoff also has 5 children, so the idea of a long prison sentence probably was even less appealing to him than it would have been under other circumstances. So I don't think we could say that the guilty plea is much of a surprise. Even so, knowing for a fact that it is going to happen today, again, makes many people very nervous who may have had business dealings with Abramoff in recent years.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, indicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, is expected to plead guilty later today to federal fraud and conspiracy charges. And thanks very much, Ari.
You're welcome, Renee.